Hot diggity dog. It's coming. The hot, the diggity, and the dog. They're all on the way. Here at my house, Rosie on the House, we're here with David Byrne of Green ID, talking about preparing for those warmer days ahead. Let's finish going through our article. Dave and I, not really, it's Jennifer and Dave, wrote this article about things you could do, energy-saving ideas for every homeowner and their budget. Let's finish going through the things, David, people can do for free.
Okay, sure.
And see money savings immediately.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we've already talked about the utility plan. Make sure you're on the right plan.
Mm-hmm. That's
what's
a big
next
one. On the water heater. So if you go to your garage, check the water heater. If you have a recirculation pump that gets you instant hot water, I've seen 7 out of 10 homes will have the timer setting to be on 24/7. So the recirc pump is running 24/7, and it should be on the timer setting. So by switching that little dial to the middle setting and programming it to shut off when you're sleeping, when you're not home, especially peak hours, you're going to save just by changing the settings on the timer.
And I tell you what, if you don't use a lot of hot water between 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 8 o'clock at night, I would say put a timer on the water heater itself.
Yes.
And don't let it come on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Those water heater timers, the water heater is the second biggest energy user in the home after your air conditioner. And if you could program that to shut off, off-peak, and at nighttime, you're going to save a good amount of money, too.
The key, folks, is anything that requires electricity in your home must be asleep between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And then we keep talking 3 to 8. This is the APS plan. Your SRP has a slightly different time frame. But just learn the on-peak and off-peak periods and make your house go to sleep on peak.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so water heater. Make sure you've got the circulating pump switch to the right location.
Yes. Yep. And then next one, generally leave your bedroom doors open for good air circulation. That's if you notice the doors close by themselves when the air comes on, or you feel a rush of air under the door when the air is on, that means that the air is getting trapped in the room and it's not circulating back to the return. And easiest thing to do to help relieve that pressure, just crack the door a little bit, or you could shave it a half inch off the bottom of the door. That's going to let more air come back to the return and push new air in the room. It'll make the AC system work less. And if you can't do that, we recommend installing a jump duct or a pressure relief, a new return to circulate that air. But easiest thing to do is just leave the bedroom doors open.
An air conditioning system has to breathe just like you and me. And for every cubic feet of air it spits out cold through the supply registers, it has to suck in from somewhere.
That's right. Yeah, if it's not getting it from the rooms, it'll get it from the attic or air leakage places, electrical wires, plumbing vents that are connected to the attic, and it'll suck air into the house from the outside.
When I get calls from people, my house seems always dirty. Mm-hmm. The very first question I ask, have you had a whole house energy audit done?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to know if your ductwork is sucking that in from the attic insulation.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a few more free ones. How about if you've already invested in the variable speed pool pump?
Yes, just make sure it's calibrated right. You want your pool turning over only one time in the entire day. That's what the National Sanitation Organization recommends, what APS says. And typically, it's going to be programmed to turn over 3 to 4 times a day. So it's over cleaning the pool, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it drives up the utility bills and it's not needed. So by calibrating the pool pump, having a low speed and a high speed where the filter is engaged and climbing up the walls, generally low speed, you're going to look for about an inch of water going over that skimmer. And you want that running 4 to 6 hours a day. High speed is going to be another 4 to 6 hours. And that's all you need for that pool pump.
All right. And then the last thing to do for free is make sure your air conditioning filters are regularly replaced and cleaned. Now, I think you and I may have a little bit slightly different recommendation for air filters. So we'll cover that right after this bottom of the hour break. But again, if you'd like a whole house energy audit conducted by David Byrne and Rosie Romero at your house, call David's number now.
602-926-1650.
We will pick three homeowners that schedule now, and David and I will do the inspections ourselves. We'd love the opportunity to get to your home and show you exactly what you can do to save money, live more comfortably, and have better indoor air quality. They all go hand in hand.
Yeah, the house is a system. And so when you approve one thing, you're going to affect the others, and you get benefits all across the board.
James is on hold. James, I want you to hold on through the bottom of our break. We don't have time to take you right now, but he's got some questions on what we're talking about, the return air. And when we come back, I want to talk about ideas you have for $100. What can people do for $100? We're here with David Byrne of Green ID at Rosie on the House.